Drive. You're on the afternoon show, powered by Midwest McCarthy, Toyota Bolito. And Shannon Clark has popped into the studio to talk about running, my very favorite subject in the world. Not, but you know, some people enjoy it. Okay, listen, now let's not forget about me. Let's talk about you. Shannon, nice to see you, mate.
Nice to see you, Dave. And yeah, you might not be into running, but you do have some family members that are. So
I love the concept of it. It's actually just the physical doing it. That's for those that are brave and fit and strong. So you're quite right. A lot of my family is very keen and loves the benefits. I enjoy watching and supporting and listening and all of those good things. And that's equally important, I think,
to
keep you guys on the road. And talking of which, is a marvelous race coming up.
That's it, Dave. This weekend's our big Dolphin Coast Riders, the local running club. It's our big annual event, our race that we host together with sponsors, Baldwin, the property developers in the area. We host the Baldwin Dolphin Coast Marathon.
And it started marvelously, and then we had a few issues like a bridge that fell down and the forever to fix it and but it's all sorted now.
Now we're back to the old route. So since COVID, we haven't run the old route, and the old route being from Bolito to Durban.
It's got to be one of the nicest runs in the country.
Spectacular. To be running down that M4 in the morning and watching the sun come up over the ocean, it is so, so uplifting and such a spiritual experience. And that's really what we want to create with this event.
And I'm sure it's been well subscribed.
Yeah. So we're currently sitting at 4,200 entries. We would like more. So we are keeping entries open. People can still go online to peaktiming.co.za and they can enter up until registration day, being Friday or Saturday. Entries will be kept open or until we reach a 5,000 cap.
So 5,000 is the top end. I think you'll do it. It's a fabulous event. And is it a qualifier at all?
It is a qualifier for Comrades. Unfortunately, it's not a qualifier for Oceans. Okay. That's already closed off, but it's a qualifier for those crazy enough to be running our big KZN Fun Run, being Comrades.
Ah.
So yes, it is a qualifier. And it's... looking at the weather, weather's starting to look promising, so it's looking like things might cool off.
When it comes to weather, yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Promising for some is when the sun shines, for runners maybe not so much.
So it's looking like a nice cool day. We got a big front forecast to come through late Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, so it should just tone things down for
a
Sunday.
Cool Sunday morning.
Or a cooler Sunday. It's still going to be pretty warm. But
you're starting early, right?
Yeah. So this year we've actually brought the start forward. We're starting the marathon at 5 o'clock. So just to elaborate on that, Dave, the event is four different events. It is the marathon, the 21K that starts at Sabaya, the 10K that starts in Durban North, and then we have a 5K fun run. The marathon starts at 5 o'clock. We've brought that start right forward with the intention of trying to get the M4 opened up earlier. The 21 and the 10K start at 5:30.
And that's all from Sabaya.
So the 21 is from Sabaya and the 10K is from Durban North.
Okay, so it's staggered all the way down the track towards the finish.
Correct.
Where is the finish this year?
The finish is at the amphitheatre on the Durban Promenade.
Okay, so it's a lovely destination.
Lovely finish, yeah.
And you talk about the M4 being closed. I can already hear the phones ringing. What are you talking about? You can't close the M4. Yeah. I live there, says Mrs. Pochenpool from Zimbabwe.
Yes.
What happens now?
Okay, so we have, together with Kwadakuza Metro and Durban Metro, the M4 has, we've got official road closure. The road will be closed from 3 o'clock in the morning until the official opening time is 12:30, but we work to get that open as early as possible.
So the idea is, if you are partying heavily in the vicinity of Zimbabwe, between the P445, which is Bolito Drive,
yes,
and, well, Durban, you're going to be stuck.
Yeah.
No, you won't be stuck if you're in Westbrook onwards. It'll be okay. There's other access and egress points.
Yes, in terms of the traffic circle outside Westbrook, you can get through to the highway.
Yeah.
But the one that is the biggest challenge is the Zimbabwe residents and the Hilltop residents.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking to get the M4 open. We are going to try and shoot to get it open by 6 o'clock for them, that they can have northward access.
That's 6 in the morning, six folks. 6 in the morning, so, folks. So it shouldn't affect you if you're going to sleep in a bit. However, if you're going to be partying all night and hoping to get somewhere in the early hours of the morning on Sunday, this Sunday coming, please be advised that the M4 is going to be temporarily closed to traffic, and it's for a very good cause, and the whole community is in support, so don't start causing trouble because you're going to lose. It's already done deal.
Absolutely.
Don't win, just be, just understand what's happening and make plans accordingly.
And we just want to express our gratitude to the community for understanding and accommodating us for the short duration that it will be closed.
Yeah, it's all for a good thing. Yeah. You know, it's a community initiative, and it's, you know, it's generally speaking, the positives outweigh the negatives by thousands of factors.
Absolutely.
So, you know, have a bit of community spirit. And I mean, you know, really and truly, no one's going to seriously going to be, unless you've got to get to hospital or something like that, in which case I'm sure that the race organizers will make arrangements.
Absolutely. So KDM Metro will be on site at the various points, and they will obviously make a call, and if somebody has an emergency and they need to get through, they must please just be aware of, A, we have guys manning water points out on the route in the early hours of the morning, or that there could be runners coming in the direction, and it's a mass of runners. So it's literally edge to edge on the road. So, you know, we'll judge it, each situation on its merits. But for all intent and purposes, that road is closed. That's it. Done and dusted.
So there it is. But, and we look forward to the happy news that it all went swimmingly, like it normally does. It's absolutely a very well-organized event.
Yeah, yeah. We pride ourselves on the organization of the event. And just in terms of the rest of Bolito, we are looking at, we've come up with alternatives. So the road behind the junction will remain open, so anybody coming out of Bolito can still have access to the highway by going around the traffic circle by BP and moving behind the junction and then accessing it at the intersection where McDonald's is, and then getting onto the highway.
So it's really not too inconvenient, just that little tiny stretch, and let's not even worry about that, because all things being equal, you won't even notice because it'll be over early in the morning. But what excitement. This Sunday is going to be, well, for runners, I would imagine, in the area, everyone already is excited and knows about it. Is there an opportunity for spectators to see any of this taking place?
We'd welcome people out on the route. So, you know, come to the various intersections along the M4 and come stand out there and support the runners. We try and create, aside from the fact that this is a qualifying race, we try to get this whole carnival atmosphere going, and we encourage spectators to come out and support the runners. The water points along the way, we incentivize them to make it a carnival atmosphere. We actually put up a prize, a cash prize, for the best water point, and we're not talking about how slick the water point is, but it's how much fun is generated out there. That the runners, we really want to make this an iconic event for runners, and they must go out there and have a blast. You've got the sharp end, the racing snakes. They can go, and they know that they are going to get all the sustenance they need out on the route. But then the other guys, when the going gets tough, these people and the spectators are out there to uplift them and to drive them through it.
What an enormous achievement. And, of course, the local running club, the Bolito Dolphins, have done a fantastic job. So congratulations to you and the entire organization.
Thanks, Dave.
It's a credit to the area, and it's wonderful to have that kind of well-organized, community-spirited organization doing something positive. I love the idea. And we are 100% in support. So you'll be back on air again tomorrow to catch the early morning drive and to let everyone know what's happening.
Friday morning that we're doing that?
Is it Friday,
Friday morning.
Friday morning. Okay, fantastic.
But Dave, just on that, I'd like to express huge kudos to our club members. Because it's a club-organized event, our members actually can't run in the event. They are out there manning marshal points, they are out there manning registration start finish, so for them they don't even get to enjoy the run as runners.
Okay.
But they get to enjoy the run as supporting runners.
They're giving back to the
sport,
that's absolutely equally important, because this is the way life works, you know, yin and yang, give and receive.
Absolutely.
Put in, take out, yes,
paying it forward,
everyone benefits. Lovely chatting. Shannon Clark, very special guest, representing the, what is the race called? It's officially the Baldwin
Dolphin Coast Marathon.
Love that. So look out on Sunday morning early. It's going to be all patter of little feet, and not so little feet as they thunder on down the road to Durban. Shannon, bless you. Thanks for popping by, and we'll catch you again on the morning show on Friday.
Fantastic, and thanks for the opportunity.
It's an absolute pleasure. The afternoon show continues. And here's Elton John. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. This is especially for the guys in Zimbabwe. You're going to be stuck.